XRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Republicans are celebrating their special election victory in Tennessee, but there are some underlying concerns for the GOP. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
In last year's presidential election, Donald Trump won Tennessee's 7th congressional district by 22 points. Last week, a Republican candidate was victorious in that district's special election for a seat in the U.S. House, but Matt Van Epps won by only single digits in an overwhelmingly conservative district. That margin of victory, coupled with Democrat victories in other states this year, has some Republicans concerned about the 2026 midterms, prompting a call for the GOP and the White House to focus on ways to reduce the cost of living. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FAA has launched a probe into U.S. airlines over flight cuts ordered during the recent government shutdown.
The agency is looking into whether U.S. airlines complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the government shutdown. The FAA has warned airlines they could face fines of as much as $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions. The 43-day federal shutdown that began October 1st led to long delays as unpaid air traffic controllers missed work.
State and federal authorities are monitoring online criticism and protest against the immigration crackdown in New Orleans. Records reviewed by the AP show that the state's Fusion Center is tracking message boards for threats to agents and compiling updates on public sentiment. Officials have released few details about the arrest made as part of the operation called the Catahoula Crunch. Local leaders are calling for transparency, saying they've been kept in the dark. This is SRN News. A new poll gouges trust around the world. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether you believe that most people can be trusted. Sweden is the most trusting nation, with 83% saying yes. Next comes the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and Australia. In the U.S., 55% of respondents think most people can be trusted. The Pew study also reveals that here in America, Jews are the most trusting religious versus 56% of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new book illuminates a little-known aspect of Russia's history, its post-war II anti-Semitic purges. In the mid-1950s, Russian officials carried out a wave of state-sponsored anti-Semitism, including the purge of Jews from multiple occupations and unwritten quotas that limited their professional and educational opportunities. This is SRN News. California officials are warning foragers about toxic wild mushrooms.
California officials say there have been 21 cases of amatoxin poisoning from wild mushrooms. One adult has died and several people, including children, have severe liver damage. And one patient may need a liver transplant. The culprit, the death cap mushroom, which the California Department of Public Health says can contain potentially deadly toxins that can lead to liver failure. The department's director, Erica Pan, says death cap mushrooms can be mistaken for edible safe mushrooms, and she's warning the public about foraging for wild mushrooms during this high-risk season, during which wet weather fuels the death cap mushroom's growth. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump has presented medals to the 2025 Kennedy Center honorees during Oval Office ceremony last night, including Sylvester Stallone and George Strait. More details at srnnews.com.